flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
We're here at Media Row. We're at the booth of New Orleans & Company. A little bit of a glitch relative to our guest, Aaron Grayson Sapp, and I think we'll work that out.
Yeah, we'll get around in a minute. But the nice thing is, being here at the host committee booth, we can call an audible.
Yeah, exactly.
And we did.
That's what we did.
Barry Kern, president of Kern Studios and Mardi Gras World, was walking through, and I said, you saw him, actually, and said, let's get Barry on. Hey, Barry.
How y'all doing today?
We're going to put him on the spot. I know that you're hosting a bunch of these activities, obviously, you know, the parade, all kinds of different things. So tell us from your perspective what you're seeing, this experience, and what y'all are putting on as a company.
Well, I mean, look, obviously, I've been part of these Super Bowls since I'm a kid. You know, if you remember the very first ones before they even called it a Super Bowl,
right,
was literally, it was the championship game. You know, and what ended up happening was is we had parades, you know, for the pregame was a parade and all kind of things. So we've been involved in it. And to see, even since the last time that Super Bowl was here.
In 13.
Oh, my gosh. It's unbelievable how it's just grown. This grows like Mardi Gras. It's insane. It's crazy. It just gets bigger and bigger every time it happens. It's
nuts. Great. So you were a little kid. Your dad's putting on parades and all this stuff for the championship game. And now here you are. At this Super Bowl, the record-tying 11th Super Bowl for New Orleans. And you were just name-dropping before you came on the air. So I want you to tell people about some of the amazing things you've got to help put together.
Well, first of all, I want to first thank the Sports Foundation, which is a group that works with New Orleans & Company to bring these events to New Orleans. We understand how important this is, that it keeps this city relevant in the tourism business that we're in. Look, we put on events better than anybody else on earth. It's the reason why we're getting number 11. Hell, we'd be number 12 if Katrina hadn't happened, and we'd be ahead of Miami.
Right.
But we are we are. It's going to happen, absolutely. First of all, the events are great. It's just so much fun. The NFL has embraced New Orleans, and this will be a New Orleans Super Bowl. And normally it's an NFL Super Bowl. Well, it's an NFL Super Bowl and a New Orleans Super Bowl in one. We're going to, from the Lombardi Gras that's going to be on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock with, you know, great NFL sponsors, with our local host committee sponsors that'll be this parade with the best bands. We've got LSU band in the front. We got Todd Graves as our king. I mean, it's going to be spectacular.
I like that. Lombardi Gras.
Lombardi Gras, absolutely.
Yeah, that's the parade.
sounds good to me, right? And so we got Lombardi.
He's on a roll. Don't interrupt him.
So then tomorrow night, and it was really interesting. I remember the last time that the we had Super Bowl here the year before. Well, they asked me to be part of the host committee for events, right? Being Chalk Barry, would you deal with the events? Well, I know how to do it. That's the one thing I know how to do. So that's the one thing I can help
damn
out
well
with, right?
Too, yeah.
So they said, Barry, could you help out? They said, but would you come to Indianapolis and see what we do there? And so I went to the media event in Indianapolis, which the people in Indianapolis were really nice.
Oh, they're really nice.
No, they were so nice. And I get to that event, and I'm like, oh, my God, they're, like, drinking warm beer. The food wasn't good, and it's 6,000 media from all over the world. I'm like, these are the guys that are going to write the story about the city. I said, when they come to New Orleans, we're going to make sure that we blow these people out of the water. And, frankly, that's what we did last time. Tomorrow night at Mardi Gras World in the River City is going to be a mixture of Jazz Fest and Mardi Gras meet during Super Bowl. And I'm going to tell you right now, for 6,000 members of the media from all over the world, and they're going to eat some of our best, taste of our best food. We're going to have grilled oysters. We're going to have shrimp remoulade. We're going to have anything that you can think of that they would think of as the best New Orleans food they're going to get to have. And you know what? They're not going to wait more than 1 minute for a drink because I've built these super bars. They've got 8 bartenders and 8 bar backs. I said, no one waits more than a minute for a drink.
The Super Bowl super bar.
I know, but I want these guys
their
to have a great
time. Their interviews Wednesday morning may really suck.
Well, you know, the last time that we did this, they said the only thing they had to complain about was they had nothing to complain about. That was literally, they
said. The drinks were too strong.
Right. No, so I think we're going to blow those guys away. And then Wednesday night, incredible event happening Wednesday night at the new Mardi Gras World Annex, a brand new venue. We're just opening. Literally, there was so much demand this year for events. We opened up a new venue called the Mardi Gras World Annex on Chapultepec Street, where ALS, mm-hmm. Team Gleason, National ALS, is holding a fundraiser. They have some big A-listers going to be at that event. Very important. Obviously, Steve Gleason, who we all know and love, and just a very important thing. The NFL has embraced that. So that event's on Wednesday night. Thursday, we get a respite. Well, also, we're going to be St. Louis Cathedral.
Being
lit up Wednesday night. Mrs. Benson has helped us with that. And, you know, that building, probably the most important building that we have in the city or the state, St. Louis Cathedral. That all happens. You also have the Manning event. The Mannings are with LCMC on Wednesday night, which is going to be incredible. Then Thursday, a brief respite. And then Friday night, we got Shaq. Shaq's Funhouse. And, by the way, that's how we were able to get Shaq to be Bacchus this year, which, by the way, I have to lower the throne on the Bacchus King's float.
He'll hit his
so
head
Shaq's
on the
head doesn't
so he doesn't hit the oak trees.
Oak trees on St. Charles Avenue. So I've got a whole new throne we're working on for Shaq's King's float, which I'm going to wait until Todd, because Todd Graves is going to be riding that float. We've got the
not
the,
to mention is what 16 or 18 size shoe.
Yeah, exactly. You know, no. And this throne that we built for him is 8 feet tall. Wait till you see it. It's really spectacular. So we got all this fun stuff. So that's so Friday night, Shaq's Funhouse. Saturday, we've got Sports Illustrated, The Party.
Right.
And they have these big DJs like Dom Dola and Diplo. My kids tell me they're big DJs.
Yeah.
I have no idea what the hell they're talking about. But I can tell because everybody, all of a sudden, I'm getting texts from everybody I know.
Yeah.
Hey, you got tickets for Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night. And then the big event is Sunday. We've got Guy Fieri's Flavor Town, which they're expecting almost 10,000 people at Mardi Gras World and the River City venues, where they're going to be all these. This food is going to be spread out. It's a huge Flavor Town tailgate. There's going to be free food, and that's the one that's kind of open to the public. I think you go online and you register for tickets. Anyway, really interesting. That's on Sunday morning,
and then that
starts Sunday. I think it's Sunday, maybe at noon, it starts, or maybe earlier. And then, but the parade is going to be the exciting thing. These bands that we've got Saturday morning, 10 a.m., follows the route where we start in the Marigny. Elysian Fields, we line up. We go down to Decatur, North Peters, Chapultepec, to Poydras. We take a right, St. Charles Avenue. We take a left. So we've got reviewing stands with the background of St. Louis Cathedral as one spot, Gallier Hall, and then NOLA.com, the Times-Picayune, the Advocate will be the final reviewing stand. The parade ends at St. Joseph, where it's followed by a private event for those sponsors at the CAC.
So you don't have anything going on?
Nothing going on. and there may be some wet paint on the floats because we just got the designs last week. So I'm here to tell you that if you see a drip or so.
Flying by the seat of our pants.
This is what we do. Right? Yeah. I mean, literally.
Yeah, and after that. then you actually have Mardi Gras.
Yeah. Well, exactly. Let's not even get into that. I'm already thinking about how to start. Like what happens as soon as these parties are over and we start getting back? Because we're juggling all these
that
things.
That jiggling you're hearing in his pockets are the Advil.
Exactly.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. Best of luck to you. We know you got a lot going on this week.
Yeah, it's great.
Well, you guys are difference makers for this city in so many different ways and on so many different fronts. And, human nature is a first impression is a lasting impression. It starts here today, right, in
media
center. And then it just builds and it builds and it builds and it builds to the culmination on Sunday. And then even as everyone leaves, you want them to have a great experience leaving the city.
Well, and I really think the best thing that we've got going for us right now, besides the fact that we're going to do everything that we always do, and, we love people in New Orleans, so these people come and they feel hospitality like they don't experience anywhere else in the world. The other thing is the weather.
Yeah, it's supposed
to be spectacular. Yeah. So, I mean, how lucky are we that this wasn't a couple of weeks?
No, I walked for the office here. Didn't break a sweat.
I know, that's my point.
That's unheard of.
No, but think about it. Think about if it had been just a week ago, it would have been a whole different story.
And it got frightening there because there was one long-range forecast that said we were getting it again this
right.
week.
Right, yeah. It terrified me.
It was absolutely wrong. All right, Barry, we know you got to get back
guys,
to work.
Thank you.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Kern Studios and Mardi Gras World putting a beautiful face on the Super Bowl week for all of the media, all the visitors, and making sure that people who come here have an amazing time and see what New Orleans really has to offer.